We want to thank the Lord for the privilege of being back in his house again. Now, what a blessing to be in the Lord's house and come to worship. It's good to see everybody cheer. If you're visiting, we want to say a special welcome to you. Have some information to you. Chase Lay is not going to be able to make it. And he said he hated the way it worked out, but he isn't going to be able to be with us tonight. But God willing, we talked about it, and he said he would like to come sometime. And so the tentative time for him to come, not tonight, but the tentative time for him to come is the 17th of August in our 6 o'clock service. So that'll be a few weeks, but we'll still be glad to have him and appreciate him and love Brother Chase. So I want to share a scripture from the book of Matthew from chapter 4 and verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Think about that. Jesus was preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That message is still relevant today just as much as it was then. And the message that God gives the preachers and the church to preach today, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I thought how wonderful that is. Let's stand for just a word of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for letting us be in your house again to worship tonight. God, thank you for each one that's come this way tonight. And Lord, I pray for this service. God, we just ask you to bless it and help us to have a very spiritual service and give us conviction and reach out to the lost tonight. God, help us to just be in the center of your will. And God, we ask you these things and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
Page 2. I've been traveling here in this life with its heartache, trouble, and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn aside. I say, Satan, get me behind. No returning in the old time. But to hear my heavenly home where God
Page 18.
Thank you.
Page 46.
Thank the Lord for those good songs. We really appreciate them. What a blessing. It's a blessing to be here. Once again, we want to say welcome to everybody, especially any visitors. Glad you're here tonight. Let's all just stand for a minute. You got an unspoken request, just show it. You got something on your heart to say, just say what you feel like. Pray for conviction tonight. I'd like to see somebody get saved tonight. If you're here and you're lost, you need to get saved more than you need the next breath you breathe. If you're here tonight and you've been saved and you're not quite following the Lord like you should, We'd like to see you come get in tonight. And you need to do that. It'll help you, and it'll help other people too. Mind the Lord. Anything else before we pray? Amen. Amen.
I'm just excited for them children.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that one of them gets saved, but if just one gets saved, that'd be well worth it.
Amen. Amen. Great prayer request. And quite a few people I heard commenting about going out and looking at the fellowship hall and how beautiful it's decorated and all the work that's gone into it. And people said they just looked at it and are excited. And I think that's a good way to be excited and pray. And I'm excited, and I'm looking for good things to happen. And so let's remember Andrew's request. Let's really pray for Vacation Bible School.
Okay. He's supposed to come to Bible School.
He's really excited about it. Yeah.
I'm excited because he's excited.
Amen.
So just remember him. Remember Audrey and Susan.
Amen. Remember that. And folks, homecoming's not far away. Let's pray for our homecoming. 3rd of August. And Mike Rains and Dee Fuson will be preaching for us, God willing. And the Rains family will be singing. And I'm also excited about our homecoming. I'm just really looking forward to it, and I'd just like for everybody to really pray for that, too. Someone else? If not, we'll get Brother Mike Kester to lead us in prayer. Amen. We appreciate your prayer. And us continue to pray. Let everybody obey the Lord. And who'd feel like singing? Someone have a song on your heart tonight? While we're waiting, keep praying. And pray for whoever the Lord wants to preach tonight. And, you know, if you think somebody's coming, and we thought Brother Chase Lay was going to be able to be here with us, and preachers kind of relax. But when we come in and he's not here and we look around and that relaxation's gone. And I'll explain what happened. I didn't explain it earlier, but Chase called me. We were eating dinner and he called me. He said, Brother Terry, he said, we had a great meeting up here at the lakeside. And he said, quite a few people on the altar. And he said, and, Brother Larry said, boys, this meeting, he said, I just feel like in my heart, said, you need to come back tonight, Brother Chase. And Chase said, I said, well, Brother Larry, I told Brother Terry I'd try to be at Lima tonight. And he said, well, really pray about it. He said, you know, he said, I think Brother Terry will understand. And so he said, would it offend you if I didn't come? And I said, no. I said, do whatever you feel like the Lord wants you to. And I said, if you feel like staying up there and preaching, you do that. And I told some of the folks, I'll tell you this. I said, I'm going to tell the church if you get irritated because Chase didn't come, don't get irritated at me or Chase, but take it out on Larry Head. And I know Larry liked that. Somebody will probably pass that on to him. But anyhow, I understood, and they felt like they needed to come back there. And who knows? It might go into revival. And I'm praying for them to have a great meeting tonight too, and praying for us to have a great meeting. But okay, anybody feel like singing? If you got a song or songs, you're more than welcome to sing them. If God wants you to sing, well, do that. All right, nobody's got a song. We're going to look at these preachers. Appreciate our preaching, brother. Thank God for them beyond measure. I couldn't put it in words. And whichever one of you's got a message on your heart or a thought to start with, or just feels like getting up and reading the scripture and starting there and depending on the Lord, and I believe God will bring the preaching. But whichever one of you feels like coming, come on. Obey the Lord. Well, it gets quiet when it gets right down to this point. I understand it. Okay. Yeah, I ask one more time if anybody feels like it. Okay, I'll give everybody a good time and opportunity, and I'm gonna call on somebody. How about you, Cameron? You kind of knew that was coming, didn't you? Yeah, I could see it in your face. Let's pray for Cameron.
It's an honor to be here tonight. And I've just got a little thought and start out with, and the Lord allows me to preach, and that's great. If not, then I'm more than happy to sit down, Terry. But this is just a little thought I've got. And this is the thing that I love about the Lord. It's nothing new. Donnie had said it. We had talked about it this morning in Sunday school at Continental. It was either my dad or Donnie one. We had talked about, we've been studying in the book of Job, and it talked about how the Lord, he's the one that directs the winds. He's the one that gives the frost in the land, about how there's the south wind and then there's the north wind that brings the cold. And how today that's still not changed. There's still the south whirlwind, and from the north comes the cold, Mike. And so that was kind of just a nice little thing to think about today, is that God's never changed, folks. And he's not going to change. He's always been the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm going to read over in the book of Luke, chapter 6, and y'all just really pray and that I can try and maybe just have the Lord to use me tonight in whatever way he sees fit. I don't want to get in front of these other good men. I'll just try and just say, read this scripture, and if I need to sit down, then I'll just go ahead and sit down. But y'all just pray. I'm super nervous about this. But this is a familiar story and a familiar parable that Jesus is telling the people. I'll be in, like I said, Luke chapter 6, verse number 47. And y'all just pray. And it goes like this. Luke chapter 6 and verse 47, it says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." And that's all I feel like reading. And I talked about how, and y'all just pray, I might just say a word or two and then we'll sit down. But I talked about how God has never changed, And folks, he is the same God that I need to lean upon, Terry, every single day of my life. Jesus, he was talking to the people, and I liked how he started out. He said, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." And I wholeheartedly believe, and y'all just pray, I wholeheartedly believe that he's talking about the people who all come and kneel before the cross, if I can say it like this, when he is calling out to him, saying, "Come unto me, all of ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Folks, tonight as he was giving this little parable, if I can, Jeremy, he was trying to say, "I'm going to show you what it's going to be like for you to get saved. I'm going to show you what it's going to be like if you stay in that shape that you're in and you don't accept the call." My friend, if I can, it says that he is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Can I say that there the Bible talks about us having a house? And I'm not talking about my house that's back in Continental Terry, but I'm talking about the house that you're looking at right here. I'm talking about the man that you're looking at. There's a house deep on the inside, Ryan Carter, that goes beyond the grave a little bit, if I can say that. My friend, can I tell you, my house, when I was a little 10-year-old boy, Terry Brock, there was a foundation that was dug out. A true and chief cornerstone was put down in that foundation. And my house is built on the rock of Jesus Christ this evening. My friend, can I tell you, Jesus was telling them, Bob Morrison, that if you build your house on a foundation, it's going to stand the test of time. Our house that I'm living in right now, Brett Hunter, it's a little over 20 years old. It's starting to show its age a little bit. Me and Dad have had to do some work on it a little bit to make sure it stays up to good standards. But my friend, can I tell you, you need a good foundation if you want to stand the test of time this evening. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I am talking about when it comes time, when death is knocking on your doors, there needs to be something there that'll carry on over. I've got a foundation tonight that'll stand the test of time. Then it's through and by Jesus. You say, "Preacher, what are you trying to say?" I'm saying I've built my foundation on the one who defeated death, hell, and the grave just for little old me tonight. I've got the one that is up in heaven pleading for my case and saying, "I went and died for him." And if he only accepts the call, he's got something that'll carry him beyond the grave. Now, he went to tell a little bit, and I'll be done here shortly. He went to tell about those that heareth the call but don't do anything about it. Let's read it again. It says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." And I want to tell you tonight, if you don't get that good foundation in your soul, there's going to come a great fall one of these days, folks. You say, "Preacher, you're talking about hell again, and the world coming to an end." Terry Brock, that same preaching that was given to me as a little boy, them good men, they didn't leave out the part saying that heaven and the world's coming to an end, folks. It's true tonight. The world is going to come to an end one of these days. And it's up to only you if you got that good foundation tonight. He gave a good illustration and just laid it out plainly for those that obey the call and for those that don't. It's just as simple as this. If you want to go to heaven, the call's going to come out to you. I believe that it goes to every single person on this earth in one way, shape, or form. God will reach out
out to them and say, you can either go to heaven by accepting the call, or you can go to hell by staying in the shape that you're in. Terry, if it's all right, I think we need to get just one verse of song, if that's all right. Taylor, come on. Church, stand. Terry, if you would, go ahead and come on and help us. Friend, it's just as simple as this. If you want to go to heaven, you got to heed to the call. He said, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He was saying that he's going to call out to people, Terry. He's saying that, but he gave it up to you, to what you're going to do with that call. Ryan Carter, can I tell you this? I am so glad, Barry Blake, from the bottom of my heart, that I heeded to that little call that was given unto me, an arm of extended mercy, saying, come on, heaven is right here for the taking. Go ahead and sing. Just one verse of song and then I'll get out of the way. Would you come? Would you come? God, I believe he's calling out tonight, saying you can have Jesus in your soul. You can have that faith foundation from underneath your house. And when the storms of life rage, you can say and you can stand and say, I've got Jesus. I have no worry whatsoever. Would you come tonight? Would you come? All he wants is just to love you tonight. He wants to save your soul tonight. He's not asking any big thing about it. He doesn't want you to come and give a certain amount of money in the offering plate. He doesn't want you to come and sign your name on a card. All he wants is you just to come and obey him. Come and give your heart to him. Would you come?
Heaven-sent preaching. I appreciate it, and I could feel it in my soul. I'm going to ask him to sing another song in just a minute. But just think about this. If you're here tonight and you're lost, and maybe one of two things has happened, maybe you're here tonight lost, you've never reached out to try to seek the Lord. Well, the Bible said, seek, and ye shall find. And I'm telling you what, it also says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So it's important to seek. Now, on the other hand, you might be here and maybe you have made an effort and you've started seeking the Lord, but you just haven't got satisfied. Just somehow or other, you just haven't got where you need to. And I experienced that. I told it many times. I came to the altar about six times before I got saved. And I asked the question, do you think I'm glad I kept coming? Amen. I'm thankful to God that I kept coming and I got saved. So here's my point about that. If you've ever made an effort to seek the Lord and you haven't got satisfied, keep seeking. And you need to get your house built on that rock that Cameron was preaching about. And I'm glad that rock is Jesus. And I'm glad it never fails, it never breaks, it'll never let you down, it never gets out of line. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you need to get saved. And if you are saved, you need to be living for the Lord. And if you need to do something to get straightened up, to get back in fellowship with God, the altar's open to you too. Whatever you need to do tonight, obey the Lord while we sing this next song. Obey the Lord. Come. Come on. Obey the Lord. Let God have his way. Obey the Lord. Bring your cares to Jesus. He'll give you rest. Amen. He promised that. Obey the Lord. Trust him tonight. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Lord. Amen. 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 Again, good preaching, good singing, good to be here. Anybody got anything on your heart to say or do? If God's give you something, obey the Lord. Yeah. Put every ounce of hope in the Lord and faith, and God will take care of it. That's what Brother Jeremy has just said, and I'll say amen to that. Okay, anybody else? Again, I know it's been said numerous times today, but again, please pray for our Bible school starting tomorrow. I just look forward to God blessing that wonderfully, and let's just pray and pray and pray and do everything we can. And also, like I'd asked earlier, let's pray for our homecoming coming up shortly. And really remember that. Anything else? Any other announcements? If not, we'll ask Brother Anthony to pray dismissal.